Alabama team, the number one team in the nation. They just took them. They just started in the first right in the beginning when the one of the first passes the Alabama quarterback threw was intercepted and run back for a touchdown. Whoa, how'd that happen? That's not supposed to happen. And then you just watch the rest of the game, and this young quarterback was just picking them apart with passes. Can we say that line? Picking them apart with passes. But it was a really a good game. It was a clean game. There was no very few penalties. These kids just played really hard. It's probably the epitome of what college football can be. You know, the sidelines, the fans, the cheerleaders, the song leaders, the coaches were really cool. You know, when they were talking. Both of them giving a lot of praise to the other team, but as far as it goes for a championship game, it was everything it was supposed to be, except that Clemson walked away from them. I think the final score was something like 44-16 or something. So you didn't get a chance to see that. I know you DVR'd it, so you said so I can see it today, and I didn't want to know what the score was.
College ball is not. I never really got into college ball, possibly because I never really got into college, you know.
Well, you know what? You don't have to. I think what I like about college football is they're not making $25 million.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not believing the media so much because they're still young. They're still malleable. Once they leave and they get into the professionals, there are things that change. The things that change, obviously, people's opinion, things that they wouldn't do in college, they do because they can, and they're extremely rich.
Hubris sets in.
Yeah. And it's like, if I do this, it's because, it's like Hollywood and politicians. And, a lot of times you see, people that believe everything they do, it's okay. And they, the rules were not meant for them. So it's okay to do these things. So anyway, it's a good game last night. Was downtown. Logan's restaurant was on fire when we went by. Well, it wasn't on fire.
That's on Hilltop, right?
Went on Hilltop.
Yeah.
And there were people inside last night, and they were asked to leave by the wait staff. And the fire was in the up in the attic, up in the upper reaches. Oh. Fire department came, had to tear out a part of the wall, part of the roof up there. And it's under investigation how it started. But, yeah, we were driving down Hilltop right while this was going on. There was, emergency vehicles, fire trucks, the ladder truck or the thing where it pushes out
the snorkel on.
Yeah, the snorkel thing or the things that that the firemen can ride on, the basket.
Yeah.
They were up there. I haven't seen them use that in a while.
But. Yeah, well, they had to have something. I remember when they first bought the ladder truck, and it was like, well, why do you need that in Reading? Well, because we do have a few buildings where you want to get above them and shoot the water down.
It only has to go up three stories, and we got it.
Yeah, well.
We can cover anything.
Yeah.
Hey, big news. You just told me as we're walking in, Sears.
Yeah, end of an era, man. They are going to be liquidated. So, so much for all those Craftsman tools with the lifetime warranty.
Well, you think you just take them? Is Craftsman the Sears brand?
Yeah, that was the Sears.
Oh, okay.
Sears
it wasn't
brand.
It wasn't like Craftsman Corporation.
No, it was a Sears product. Same with the diehards,
I wonder what they do with things like that.
They no longer honor the lifetime warranty. And part of the reason was people would find Craftsman tools that had been, like, roadkill and run over 50 times and go in and demand a new one.
Oh, okay. Well, here's my memories of Sears. Back when I was, like, six, when we lived in Atlanta, Georgia, my mom, during the Christmas season, Sears was huge, of course, down in Atlanta. In that area, they would hire, as they do every year, everybody does, hires seasonal help for the Christmas holidays. And my mom applied for a job, and I remember her dressing up every morning in a dress and sometimes a hat, and she would drive downtown, and she'd work at Sears for 6 hours, I guess, whatever she did. And then she'd come back home, and she did this all during the Christmas, the extra money, all that kind of stuff when we were living there. I thought, you know, that was my memories of Sears, because then, you know, we go down to Sears, take us down
shops
to Sears, and we'd be little kids, and there's Santa. They'd have the big Santa thing down there. You would sit on Santa's lap and get a photo taken and all those things.
Did you, like, wait for the wish book to come in the
The Sears catalog.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, the Sears catalog. Remember, they always just send catalogs out.
Oh, yeah.
It was the first online shopping.
Yes.
Except it wasn't online. You could, but I think you could order through the catalog.
Yeah, well, you would you could phone the local store, give them the catalog number, and go pick it up a few days later.
Yeah. You can still do that.
Before Amazon.
You can still do that now, you know, except, you know, they say that to find out what you want on our website and you pick it up at the store the next day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, or the day after that. So, but Sears, I have always had kind of a pleasant memory of Sears. I didn't go to Sears a lot. And it was one of these Sears is just like all the rest of the big box stores. They didn't jump on the wave when it was just starting to curl.
Yeah.
They were down at the bottom where it's crashing on them.
They thought the internet was a passing thing.
Even if they believe in the internet, but they didn't believe in on air or
that brick and mortar would always.
Yeah, they didn't believe that how purchasing over via the internet was going to have such a huge impact. And if they jumped into that one early, they'd be giving it, you know, Amazon a run for their money.
Well, just as Sears put the general store out of business, as Walmart contributed to, the Amazon and the rest of the internet was their dinosaur moment. And Jeff Bezos himself said that there will come a day when Amazon will be by the wayside and obsolete.
Yeah, because the next group will come in.
Which didn't help their stock much.
And speaking of stock, PG&E is taking some whacks out there. Because nobody's sure about what's going to happen with PG&E. And there was talk about bankruptcy. There was talk about splitting them into different organizations so that because PG&E is too big. There's talked about all of these lawsuits. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of stuff in the media, all of it aimed at PG&E. And PG&E, their answer is, we're just trying to figure out the best way to support our people.
Under one scenario, you would get one bill for the amount of power you used and another bill for the delivery service.
Oh, now there's even more. I was talking to Dan Beans from REU. They've got other things they're doing that is just it's going to cost. Well, and just what you're talking about, that will it will double the cost of electricity of obtaining electricity from PG&E. Now, PG&E also, we had in Shasta County 1,400 people up in Shinkletown that didn't have power. Did you know that?
I
didn't know that, huh? Yesterday. But in that reason, PG&E, and they said their equipment was faulty.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a matter of time.
They have neglected their infrastructure for too long.
Let's take a break. I've got a lot of things to talk about today. We got a lot of people coming in. The 7:16 in the morning, it's 48 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, located at 1822 Bonaventura. They're there. And available. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because they know life doesn't always happen Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. They support a whole lot of the veterans organizations, many youth organizations. They care about the community. They care about you. Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent. Give them a call at 243-4600. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:17 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the vitamin shop.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 on a city built by rock and roll and timber, and mining, hard work,
cows.
Cows. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, 7:22 in the morning here. It's 48 degrees today on the 8th of January, 2019. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, their newest branch at 1845 California Street. Extended hours, expanded hours. The latest on what's happening in around town and in business. If you want to find out how they're running, how they're making local dreams move forward, head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, a bunch of things happening. All right, here's the thing. You know about monarch butterflies, right? You know, they fly, you know, it's a year long, you know, they're down in Mexico, there's millions of them. They make the trek up north into North America to like somewhere around Indiana.
Yeah.
Then they swing back around through California and they go back down.
Right.
This year, 86% drop in the number of monarch butterflies coming through. And there was like hundreds of thousands of them that were coming through. And now there was only like, they estimated 20,000, maybe 22,000 monarch butterflies.
Naturally,
this is a huge, huge drop.
This will be blamed squarely on global warming.
No, well, no. That believe it or not, that may be a little bit of it. But they're saying things like fires. So many fires that have destroyed a lot of their resting places and stuff like this, and things happening down in Mexico. Toxins.
Oh yeah, they spray chemicals.
But there's so many fires in the so many fires. In the United States, they believe has really caused a problem. Now, you know, monarch butterflies. If you ever saw that documentary, I mean, they use the stars, they use wind currents. Yeah. You know, they come all the way back. You know, one butterfly, they don't die on their way through here. It's a butterfly when he leaves. When he hatches up there, he comes back all the way back through the United States down back into Mexico. I mean, it's an amazing journey.
Yeah,
of the monarch butterfly.
They can pass all the laws they want here, but a lot of these third world nations use pesticides that we quit using that we never used.
Uh huh. No, you're right, and they still use down there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to, if people wanted to have their the bottom of their yachts treated, so that it, you know, so it would last longer than 6 months.
Yeah.
They take it down to Ensenada, they pull it out, and they paint it with their or they use a lead-based paint that keeps the bottom of those yachts clear of crustaceans and everything, but you can't do it in the United States. So they're still, and it was just like all the pesticides they come up here to, you know, when they're running their marijuana farms. They were destroying our environment because things that are legal down in Mexico have been illegal here for years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe even decades. Now, but it's interesting because, you know, you don't think about it, but after I saw that documentary and saw just, you know, what a work of nature the monarch butterfly is.
Oh yeah,
see that drop. Okay, last night my friend and I, we solved the immigration problem. Problem. It took us took us a steak, a couple glasses of wine. And we have it figured out. And this guy's a businessman. He's got businesses in a lot of different places. And his whole thing is this. E-verify. If the government forced every corporation, every business to use E-verify, he says you wouldn't have the problem.
Exactly.
And he said because you'd have to have a legitimate green card. You have to be here legitimately or you couldn't be hired. And then there'd have to be a big hammer on the other end of that. If somebody tried to get around that. And I said, yeah, but see, there's something else you need. You need that wall, or you need something like that wall to secure the borders. He says, well, if they can't get jobs, that immediately so much stuff would drop off. I said, that's true. But we're such a – okay, you can look at this two ways. We're such a giving country or such a sucker country that as people come through the border, even if they don't work, they can live here.
Oh yeah.
So now this is my friend who's when it gets to the social parts of life is pretty a lot liberal, more liberal than me. He says, well, then if they didn't have that E-verify or they didn't have proof, they don't get anything. I said, no education, no education, no money, no money, no food, no food. I said, medical care? He goes, no medical care. I said, well, you have to give them medical care. He goes, okay, but. Besides that, he says, then that solves your problem right there.
And take some fundamental changes, such as when mom comes across the border and drops a kid, she hasn't just dropped anchor.
And there's something else to that. But the other thing goes on it, too, is that you have to have a border you can maintain, you can control. You talk to Border Patrol. You talk to sheriffs down in those areas. One sheriff said, you know, we built our fences and walls high down in Yuma County, Arizona, right there. I mean, they're there on the border. He says, when we put it up, he says, I can just tell you that in the 3 years we've had it up, that the amount of calls for assistance or arrest of illegals has dropped 91%.
Yeah.
Well, that tells me that, you know, and then you talk to the Border Patrol, people that are putting their lives down on the line down there every day, they probably have a pretty good idea what works down there and what doesn't. So, but, so then you put up, and it may not be a wall. It could be electronic. It could be heavy fencing. It could be, who knows what it is. Maybe a whole bunch of different things that work. See, the one thing it has to do is work. But then you go into the e-verify. And then you go into, I'm sorry, but if you don't have a card here, you don't, you're not going to school. You're just going to have to leave.
Yeah, the system
and let them self-deport.
Is unsustainable.
Well, you know what? But the thing is, there's people out there, oh, no. Oh, no. You know, what are they going to do? Well, we need lots of workers. He's telling me, he says, in my industry, I need thousands of workers. And you look around here, Air Pacific could use 1,000 workers. So we bring people in that have got a skill. We let people in that have got a skill or that want to work. And you it's almost like you did when they came through Ellis Island. They would come in. They would be, because he said, you know, he says, I've sponsored people from Guatemala and other places. They had to come in. They had to get their green card. They had to come. We got them, you know, they came to work for us. We sponsored them. And they worked for us. And I said, you know, that's a good idea. That's like it used to be back on Ellis Island. So I just wandered across the border, getting into the system where they can collect money and everything, go to school. They don't really have to do anything because they can collect enough on the system to survive. And then they're taking jobs at half the price because businesses are paying them that under the table,
mm-hmm.
and it's undercutting the whole economy that way. So if you want to control it, it's going to hurt everybody a little bit.
And what is that crazy congresswoman's solution? Oh, tax the productive people even more.
70%.
Yeah.
You want 70% of your money.
This is
really?
Called...
You want 70% of my money.
Okay. Eating the seed corn.
Yeah, yeah, Ross. And when they asked her how she was going to pay for this $4 billion... dollar or $40 billion project she had, she goes, well, how are we going to pay for the space program? Well, that's not an answer. That's not an answer.
We're not.
Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg told the woman, said that, hey, you know what, before you start dumping on people that have been here, been fighting that fight for a long time, you know, maybe you ought to sit down and learn your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, Whoopi. So, because, you know, Whoopi and I are tight, really quick. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. I have Shasta Regional Medical Center, who is one, of course. They are the ones out there. They've started such a variety of programs. The biggest one, of course, is getting our 5150s. When I say a 5150, those are people that are out there that could hurt themselves or others.
It's legally insane, yeah.
And getting them into treatment. And they've got and this thing has just been a huge success. And they just started it like 6 weeks ago. So we're going to do that after we come back from this break. Let's talk to them. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Lions Heating and Air. No matter what the make or model, Martin and his people can fix it. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. They are the leaders in this industry, voted best in the North State, a better-known business, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. This is KCNR 1460, 7:31 in the morning. It's 49 degrees, going up to about 53 today. And, yeah, stand by for the rain.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's Forever Furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The Ann Things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday, 7:35 in the morning. It's 49 degrees, going up to about 53 today. Going to have rain. If it's not raining where you are right now, just wait a little while. It'll be here. 100% chance of rain. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans for all the propane needs. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Now, Clyde's the only one that can make that work. He's also the authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Okay, Bob's nodding at me since it's taken me 2 years to figure this out. Hey, Clyde's Enterprises, this is who did our surround sound in our house and just does a great job. Give him a call, 221-4144, Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. I am here, one of my favorite times, with Shasta Regional Medical Center. And today I've got Lynn Ann Foster. And Lynn Ann is the marketing and communications manager. And you do really well.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're communicating.
I love to talk.
How's your, are your ears? Can you hear okay?
I can hear you.
Need to be turned up or down?
No, we're good.
No, okay. Sounds good.
Am I being too loud?
No, not at all. It's just because I can adjust it over here.
Okay. If you need to adjust, feel free.
I just adjust. It's just for me. Okay. And she brought her partner in crime here, April Bruman.
Yeah, that's it.
Hi, April. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, hey. It's a pleasure and an honor. Okay. The Shasta Regional Medical Center, I brag about you guys all the time. First of all, because of the work, and just in the last 4 or 5 months, y'all have really stepped up to the plate in like 2 or 3 really big things. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing, of course, being the 21 beds that y'all have at Shasta Regional, mm-hmm, for those that are in danger of hurting themselves or others.
Yes. Yep.
And they get admitted in, You all can keep them 72 hours, I think, mm-hmm. or longer if you can get them back on their meds. And then you, and then once they're back on their meds, then they're, you know, they're, I think then there's what you're working with other agencies then to help them try and get back on the road of recovery.
Absolutely. There's a transition for them. Absolutely. After
okay.
they get discharged.
And the, so how long, I mean, what feedback are you getting on this, Lynn?
Oh gosh. Wonderful feedback. I mean, from the very beginning, it's been, I want to say popular, but that's not the appropriate
word.
I know, but
it
was such a needed component mm-hmm. Everywhere in our community, and the fact that we were able to put it together is fantastic, and we're so proud of the unit, and our staff does a wonderful job with all of our patients.
So that's working out fine now.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
and great. Then at the same time, we're opening the sobering center. Two things. These are two things. And I tell you what, the 5150, or the, I'm sorry, but the place that get people off the streets that are just, like, really strange, which you all stepped up to do, in conjunction, of course, with the county.
Absolutely.
But the sobering center, this is something that people have been talking about for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, boom, it happens.
Right.
Those two things right there. Great, and I talked to the police who were just here last week. That's a great boon to them, where they can just drop somebody off instead of spending hours with them in there. They can drop them off in a safe environment with medical mm-hmm. assistance there to help. So people that are just wandering around instead of having to arrest them, and then they've got beds there for them too, also at the Empire Recovery Center to help them recover.
Right, help and support.
Wow,
it's interesting because it seems like this was. It wasn't a simple thing by any means for any of these programs to be put together, and long time needed. But just those two little drops of support in our community, and this is a cliche, but it just has created this ripple of change and change. There's just this momentum to what's happening to help.
I think people just said, you know what, we're tired of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do it.
Yeah.
You know what, because you can't wait for the government.
Super positive.
There are neighbors, but they're in a bureaucracy. They don't understand. With people that really do understand the bureaucracy, and if they want to change, the way you become successful in a bureaucracy, and I'm not putting anybody down, is you thrive in that bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And because you thrive in that bureaucracy, that may limit you in some other ways.
Right.
You know, there's
some
exceptions. I think Barry Tiffin's an exception to this, but I think most people aren't. So when you have people coming walking in like Casey Fatch and you and the other people at Shasta Regional, I mean, new ideas and how to – and the best thing is how to implement those ideas. It doesn't do any good to have a great idea. Okay, here's my idea is to get it, you know, for us to go into FM, Linda and our idea. But if we don't know how to do it, which we didn't, but if you don't want to learn and go out and push and work at it, it's not going to happen. And you all are – you all have proven that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't.
We like to push things along.
Well, you've got to, because if you don't, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So, okay. Anyway, enough of that talking about some of the great things you all have done, because I sincerely believe in that. You know, that Shasta Regional, it's right down here in the center of town. I actually believe what I'm out there. You know, when I read something, I have to believe it or I won't do it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I do. And when you saw, you know, compassion, community, and also being in the top 50 hospitals in the United States,
mm-hmm.
not based on one of your surveys, but one of the, I think it was the
Watson Health.
What? Yeah. Well,
yeah. Watson for Watson. For cardiac care.
Yeah.
One of the top 50 hospitals in the United States.
Cardiac care.
Yes.
Yeah. That's. I mean. Of course, you don't want to go visit it because of that, but it's nice to know if you do that you've got, you know, some of the greatest
people. We got you. Yep.
We got you back.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we here to talk about?
We would love to talk with you about Shasta Regional Medical Center's Foundation's Go Reading Luncheon that's coming up.
Oh, when's that?
In like 3 weeks. Friday, February 1st.
February 1st.
There we go. Get your red dresses ready.
Well, you know what? The thing about it is I hate buying a new one every year.
We should have a swap.
You should have a red dress swap out there. I want to know if Casey's coming.
Absolutely.
Is he going to dress in red?
Absolutely. I don't know that he's going to have a dress on, but I'll get him a red tie for
Casey's,
sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Red tie. Red tie is acceptable for
absolutely.
The guys. Linda's never missed one of these either.
It's a great right.
Okay. Now, for people that maybe are not familiar with the Go Reading, can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just back up just a little bit. Years ago, gosh, more than 15 years ago, right, April, is when this event started.
The hospital teamed up with Macy's in 2010. And
the American Heart Association.
So for about 2 years, from 2010 to 2012, it was the hospital and Macy's. And then around 2012, the foundation, Chester Regional Medical Center Foundation, took over. And then we've been running it and putting on this fabulous event ever since.
It is a fabulous event.
Sells out every year. It's the best. Best daytime gala in town.
And, you know, I tell you what, we've had guests that, your guest speakers. We've had a couple of them cycle through here, and they had that one guy, this was several years ago, that he had written a book about health, about
Forks
weight.
Over knives. Right?
Back from East. He was a PhD from back there.
And
he just had all these facts in there that he was just, it was just fascinating to listen to him, how they could walk into a buffet, like Golden Corral, and they could look at it and they could predict where people were going to sit just by the chairs. Okay, we're going to have people that are a little bit heavier sitting right here. Sure enough, he says, and he said, they can come into your kitchen and look and tell you if there's overweight people in your house without even seeing anybody.
Yeah, that was interesting. I remember that.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
And then the rule of threes when you go out to eat. Mm-hmm. You can only eat three things. If you're going to eat bread in your entree, then you can have, I think it's bread or whatever it is, but it's got to be three. Mm-hmm. It could be if you want to have wine, that's one, and then your entree is two.
Mm-hmm.
Dessert's three, but no bread.
Right.
But no, but it's only three things. And this guy, people are calling in, and he was just very, very interesting.
Yeah, it was.
We had a bromance going there. it was just. But see, these are the kind of people you bring, inspirations and such.
Right.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come right back with our friends over from Shasta Regional, Lynn Ann Foster and April Brumana. We're going to talk Go Red and what it does for the people in our community and how you can attend if there's even tickets left. I'm sure there's tickets left yet.
We can squeeze a few more in, absolutely. There's always room.
There's always room for more. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's not too late to make your loved one happier. It's the beginning of the year, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. Only full-service jewelry store in town. They have it all at very fair prices. Open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's 49 degrees and 7:45 in the morning here on the 8th of January, 2019.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
that doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Redding's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Redding.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change in Redding. We are in here where everything around us is being rebuilt, including KCNR 1460. Soon to have another moniker, let's hope, by the end of this month. I was just up on the tower yesterday on top of South Fork. You know, you can see everything up there. It's 5,500 feet straight up. And then you've got the towers up there. So I thought I'd climb up to the top of the 200-foot tower and just look down. I thought about it. Didn't do it. Nah, just kidding. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Lynn Foster, who is the marketing and media specialist, the communications guru of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and April Brumana. And we're talking about the Go Red Luncheon.
Yes.
And that's going to be February 1st, so mm-hmm. there are some seats left.
There are. We have
because it sells out all the time.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And So where does, you know, when you, of course, obviously, you know, people are buying tickets and you use what you have there for Go Red to help people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's actually a type of fundraiser. Our foundation mm-hmm. Puts it on, the Shasta Regional Medical Foundation, and the proceeds from the event go to supporting heart health education directly in our community. So we actually take that money, put together programs to educate outside the hospital so people are aware of heart health prevention, and then if something happens to you, what to do.
Can you give some examples of some of the things that they do out there?
Yeah, well, actually, we just had a program yesterday at Shasta High School. The teachers were out there, and they all had our nurses were out there for about 30 to 45 minutes. They taught hands-free CPR and then also did a blood draw for cholesterol and then talked about awareness, how heart attacks can present differently in males mm-hmm. versus females and what to do in those situations.
I've heard that females have a heart attack. It tends to be it tends to be fatal because women are tougher right. and they're used to pain. I'm serious about this. They're used to being able to, mm-hmm. you know, hey, okay, I got this, you know, from childbirth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it tends to be more dangerous when a woman has a, because she'll wait longer.
Right. Women have a tendency to put it off to something else. Oh, I'm tired. I'm getting older. The kids drove me crazy today. Too much coffee, so I'm shaky.
I'm married to a man. Okay, you can just admit it. Both of them are going. Both, you can't
there
see
you
it.
Go.
You can't see it yet, but when the cameras are here, you'll be able to see them both nodding their heads.
We should maybe add that to the list. Yes,
add that to the list. They're married to men. Okay.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, I can't. I'm not cynical by any means, so I can't speak to that. But I actually have learned that from these luncheons.
Sure.
Right. I absolutely learned that women present differently, and I am a little more aware now. I don't. Mm-hmm. If I'm winded or I'm just aware.
You have to be because you know, when you hear things like this, because I found out that younger men, when they have it, has a tendency to be like the Widowmaker, a certain kind of heart attack. But the older you are, the less, you know, less drastic it is, believe it or not, because of, you know, for whatever reason, maybe, you know, maybe everything's clogged up. I'm not sure. But for women, you know, women, as they've gotten more into the job market, more into the stress levels, not that having kids wasn't stressful, but, you know, now they've got kids and a job.
Right.
That this puts a lot of pressure on people. Right. And
families have a lot these days.
Oh, yeah.
Families have a lot. Yeah.
So, and so so you're out there educating people on things just like this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, so April, the who's going to be the speaker this year?
We have two fabulous speakers coming this year. The first presenter, our local Dr. Muhammad Khan. Our local cardiologist.
You know what? This man has been on our show three times. Every time he comes on, he leaves something here that you can quote forever.
He's a fabulous speaker.
If you walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to live 5 years longer, no matter what, if you don't do anything else in your life.
Right.
And I said, anything else? He goes, You walk 30 minutes a day, get your heart elevated, you get 30 minutes of exercise a day, you're going to live longer.
He always has those great little nuggets.
No, he does.
He does.
So this, and he's a great speaker.
He is.
Okay.
He will
be
there.
And then our keynote speaker is Dr. Sunny Bhatia, a cardiologist, and he's coming from Southern California. And we're extremely excited. He's the chief medical officer for Prime Healthcare, and he's agreed to come up and speak. And he's a practicing cardiologist so we're extremely excited to have him come up and honor us. So we're going to have two great speakers at this luncheon.
Lots of great information this year.
Dr. Khan's just absolutely fabulous. And the other thing he says was, when do most heart attacks happen? Christmas. Christmas Day. Think about that one. And I'm like, I guess, you know, I can understand a lot of stress on Christmas Day, especially if there's, you know, family there or, you know, presents and kids and all this kind of stuff. And did I do this right? Or, you know, you're trying to take care of. So another thing he said, another one of those tidbits to take away from Dr. Khan.
Yeah. And obviously they're both going to focus on the women's
health. You know, and like I said, you read things where now women are starting to have, you know, God bless you, are you starting to have the same stuff men are having, and as in the workforce, and, you know, smoking picked up, and all those things. I mean, it's everything that can be a somewhat of a detriment to our, you know, to you all that we've been dying with for so many centuries, you know. So I think that's great.
So we're very excited to have both of these fabulous speakers come up to this event.
Now, how do people get tickets?
Well, you can go to ShastaRegional.com, and there's a link right there. You can buy individual tickets. You can buy tickets as a group with some friends or coworkers, and there's also sponsor tables available, which if you, again, go to our website, all the information is on the site, how to do a sponsor table.
And this is really a nice event. And where's it going to be at?
At the Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn down on Hilltop.
On Hilltop. They do a fantastic job for us. It's going to be beautiful.
Are we going to be seeing ladies in red dresses?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, on this one, too, it's the Go Red, and you see everything it's based on women. But they come, you know, if your loved one goes, you know, your wife, your significant other goes, they bring home a lot of information. And I remember, Linda, a couple of times we've sat down after she came home. I mean, not, you know, like, oh, let's sit down and talk because, you know, about what I heard today. Well, even though we do that sometimes. But it'll come in like, you know, after dinner, you know, and she'll start talking about this is what happened today.
Yeah.
You know, and she talks about the other women that are there and, you know, about, you know, blah, 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 like that. But then she gets into what the speakers are there about.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear. I haven't seen or heard either of their presentations yet, but I'm really excited to see what they have to present, because it's I feel like it's going to be really fresh this year because there's so much good information out there now. Every year, the awareness tips improve and get tighter. Even something as simple as, and I know this has been out for a while, as the no-hand CPR. If
you know what, when you said that, I don't even know what that is.
I will come back and talk about that with somebody
Have you heard of that, Bob? No-hand CPR?
I've heard of it, but I'm not sure what it entails.
Yeah, it literally...
something people can do for themselves?
Yeah.
Well, now, I've heard that. I've heard that you lean over a chair.
That's Heimlich.
Oh, Heimlich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll come back and talk about that because, again, not being clinical, I don't want to give anyone any misinformation.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
No hands. Well, you know how you could do it? You could just jump up and down on your chest. No. Okay. Maybe not. That probably doesn't. You just put your foot in their chest.
No,
this is no touch.
Listeners, please don't do that.
No.
Don't
maybe that's what they mean is no touch CPR. I wonder how you do that. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to look that one up right as soon as you leave.
And, there you
and
go.
And we'll do that.
There
in
you
fact,
go.
Bob, you know, start on that one early. Okay. Now, Go Red Luncheon is February 1st.
Yeah, it starts at 11 in the morning. We have a wonderful boutique that we have every year. Lots of local businesses participate in that. You can buy things. There's samples. You can try out new products. Then we also have an amazing silent auction every year, and we're starting to procure those donations as well. We'll have our photo booth, our speakers, a champagne welcome, and a lovely lunch put on by the Holiday Inn.
There you go. And if you want to find out more,
ShastaRegional.com. Easy peasy.
Don't call me.
Well, you could probably call Linda.
There you go. Well, you know, come think of it, I will have all the information sitting right here. Okay. Well, thanks so much, ladies, for coming in today.
And Shasta
Regional. Because, you know what, this is just something else great that Shasta Regional
does. Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Well, you know what, it's a community, and a community is made up of so many different facets. Lady in Red.
Nice song choice.
Good job.
We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:59 here at KCNR 1460. 49 degrees today on the 8th of January, 2019. We're going to break for the news.
Thanks, Carl.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Reports that the United States and China have narrowed differences over trade sent the stock market higher right out of the gate this morning. The market has since pulled back a bit. Shares of an iconic American retailer, Sears, sharply lower amid reports that liquidation is imminent for Sears. President Trump turning up the heat on congressional Democrats as he makes his case for tighter border security, including the wall. Tonight, the president delivers a primetime address from the Oval Office.
As the partial government closure goes into its third week, President Trump dug in on his demand for billions to build a wall.
We're looking at a national emergency.
That was Sunday with reporters. Now he's taking his case directly to the American public in a primetime address. Democrats who call the wall immoral and ineffective say they're asking the networks for equal time tonight. They say they expect the president's comments will be, quote, full of malice and misinformation. Thursday, the president continues his push for the wall by traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border, where he'll meet with those who work on the front lines. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And the Democrats, who had been demanding that equal time from the networks to respond to the president, will apparently get the time. The response to be delivered by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Job openings fell in November from the month before, but the number of available positions remained healthy. The Labor Department tells us that openings slipped 3.4% to a seasonally adjusted 6.9 million, and while that is the fewest openings in 5 months, it's still running 16% higher from 1 year ago. On Wall Street right now, the key averages are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 115 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 7 points. The S&P is up 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn denies any wrongdoing and proclaims his loyalty to the company during a court hearing in Tokyo.
It was Ghosn's first public appearance since he was arrested on the 19th of November last year and charged with false financial reporting. Prosecutors have charged Ghosn with falsifying financial reports in underreporting his income by about $44 million over 5 years through 2015. They also say he is suspected of having Nissan temporarily take on his investment losses from the financial crisis. Ghosn rebutted the allegations against him point by point and told the court that he had the option to leave Nissan but had decided to stay on. I'm Zaria Shakli.
One of China's major cities reaching an environmental milestone, an almost entirely electric-powered fleet of taxis, close to 22,000 vehicles in all. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What are said to be the largest cranes to operate at a U.S. commercial port have now arrived in Virginia.
It marks the latest effort to accommodate the increasingly mammoth container ships that underpin international trade. Standing 170 feet tall, the Chinese-made gantry cranes towered over the ship that carried them through the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. Officials from the Virginia Port Authority said they'll be the nation's largest. Shipping companies are using fewer but larger container ships to save on costs, and the recent expansion of the Panama Canal has increased ship traffic between Asia and the U.S. East Coast. Jeremy House reporting.
Amazon surpassing Microsoft as the most valuable publicly traded company in the U.S. as the seesawing stock market continues reshuffling corporate America's pecking order. The shift occurred on Monday after Amazon shares rose 3%, lifting the e-commerce leader's market value to $797 billion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Sun's coming up. I'm watching the ladies from Shasta Regional Medical Center leave, waving at them because we have a window to the world here. It's 8:05 in the morning and 38 seconds, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. What can I say? Compassion Community. They're the ones that you want to go to because they do care about our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Bad Bob, and what it looks like for the weather here for the next few days.
Pavement is dry right now, but that's not going to hold.
But it looks kind of—you can see where it rained and it's all wet over in the on the Thunderbird parking lot.
Yep. Looking at the KCNR weather radar, we do have precipitation headed our way this afternoon. It's going to be heavy and windy. High today about 53 degrees. 100% chance of precip in our area. About 3/4 of an inch. That continues through tonight as the winds kick up, gusting to 23 miles an hour. Showers for you Wednesday, winds remaining around 16 miles an hour. And then that will begin to taper off into the weekend. But we will not have clear skies for the next several days. Currently in downtown Reading, 47 degrees. And this report brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane. A better-known business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans out there for people. Chuck and Judy Kenny. And speaking of Chuck and Judy Kenny, I have Chuck Kenny sitting across from me.
It's great to be here with you this morning.
Hey, it's, you know what? It's great to be anywhere, you know, at our age.
Quite true. Quite true.
I'm just kidding, of course. We're just a couple of young bucks here. Hey, Chuck, good morning.
Good morning.
You have been... you have been traveling. You have been, again, everywhere. So, and here's a man that is, well, helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Goes back to Vietnam on regular occasions to help find the MIAs out there. And, you know, we're not talking MIAs and people say, oh, they're probably still in a prison someplace. But these are MIAs that were killed in action. And there, you go out, and I'm going to give this, but you go out and you go to sites where they're pretty sure that Americans had died in that area. You know, maybe in a helicopter crash or combat where they could not pick up the remains.
Yeah, we've been going back. I've been back now four times and planning on going back again in September. We're working with the DPAA defense, and I don't remember all the initials, but anyway, it's a recovery operation for MIAs going all the way back to World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. They are still working around the world to recover our lost GIs.
Well, you know, if you think about it, in World War II, in the island hopping campaign, in the fighting in the jungles there, and in those, and you know, in the different areas that they were fighting, that yeah, I imagine that we have I have no idea how many we have still missing from World War II.
You know, I heard the number originally, and it was over 100,000. Seemed to me like it was a couple of 100,000 that were missing. You know, the Navy ships and all that stuff, we lose a bunch of time.
Oh, Navy, yeah, when a Navy ship goes down, I mean, there's no way of finding that.
Right.
You might find a ship, but, I mean, that's it. Yeah. But the ones in Vietnam, you look in specific areas, though. Is that right?
Well, I am amazed every time I learn something new about the record keeping that we actually did over there. And they would do what's called a morning report where they track every GI by name and position and one thing and another. And when there is a loss, they record that and they try to get the map coordinates written down somewhere and archived. And when you're taking fire, however, your map reading skills kind of go out the window, and all you're doing is looking to get out of the way of those bullets. And so a lot of the actual reported locations on the map are sometimes miles off. All it takes is one number difference, and you can be a mile off of that location. So we when we go over now, we have the opportunity to visit with the locals. And if we get a report that there was a loss in a certain area, we will go and start talking to the locals. And just like this last trip that I made in April and May, we went into an area where there had been a report of a Loach helicopter, the kind that I flew, had been shot down, obviously.
Okay. Now, there are 99% of the people that are listening right now, maybe less, maybe 95, because we have a lot of veterans listening.
Yeah.
What is a Loach helicopter?
Okay, the word Loach comes from the initials Light Observation Helicopter. And for those that used to watch Magnum PI, the guy that flew the Hughes 500 type helicopter, that's what a Loach helicopter was. Our job was to hover around at treetop level and get shot at. When Vietnam first started in the early 60s, they were still flying that Bell open tail boom glass bubble whirly bird. That, you know, when I was a kid.
It's like a banana.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, that was the ones that the Marines flew. That was the L-19.
Yeah.
But, no, the Whirly Bird was a two-person and thoroughly underpowered. Many times you would fill it with fuel and as many rounds of ammo as you could get in it and couldn't get it off the ground until you burned some fuel off.
And like you're an egg with a couple of kitchen knives on top.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right. Yep.
But anyway, they had many different missions for helicopter pilots during the helicopter war. And one of those missions was to hover around at treetop level and get shot at. And I was blessed in that when I got there, we had gotten rid of those underpowered jobs. And the Loach, the light observation helicopter, was the Ferrari of helicopters. And the crew was generally two or three. It was a single pilot. The other guy in the left front seat was an enlisted guy that was carrying an M16 rifle and a smoke grenade to mark the place where we got shot from. Mm-hmm. And so that's what a Loach helicopter is all about.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what my cousin was flying when he got shot down.
That's
that
exactly
last time.
It.
He
yeah.
was flying that Loach.
Yeah.
The, if people are going, okay, I'm trying to picture this, if you watch some of the movies and you see the special ops be hanging out of a small helicopter, they call them little boys now.
Yeah.
And you'll see them hanging out of these small helicopters. That's what we're talking about. So you imagine a pilot, his observer, and maybe a gunner in the back flying around, kind of looking to see if somebody's going to shoot at them. They mark it, and then the rest of the aircraft come in and try to hit it.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
You know, it sounds like a great idea by somebody who thought this up who never flew the helicopter.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
Hey, I got a good idea. Why don't we just throw those guys out there? Oh, yeah, maybe we can find an anti-aircraft division underneath the canopy there.
Well, speaking of which, when we were there in April, May, we had been advised, because the guy that I go with, Mike Sprayberry, the Medal of Honor winner.
He's been on our show before.
From 1968. We were involved and, in fact, had the ground open on an excavation right now for three missing infantrymen that were in his unit. But Mike has such a background and history now of going in and pushing along these excavations that many other units are now sending him information about maybe a helicopter that was lost from their unit. Well, when we were there in April and May, we actually went to look for one of these that another unit, I think it's the 2nd of the 17th Cav, they said, hey, we lost a Loach up in this area. Can you get in there and poke around a little bit? So we actually drove into an area, went to the end of the road. Vietnam's doing a great job now as far as providing, you know, some highway, a one-lane concrete road that is not dirt, but mm-hmm. to them it's a five freeway. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, for them it is, yeah.
Yeah. And so anyway, we drove up to the end of the road to a Montagnard village. That's the locals, the indigenous, and got out and started just talking to some of the young people and said, hey, we were carrying a picture of this Loach helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And said to the locals, we're looking for this bird that got shot down in 1970. Interesting thing about this one, this guy was shot down when I was still there in country.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes it a little more personal to
sure.
me. But we're looking for this bird. And so they said, you know, back in the 1990s, it was right up there in that banana tree grove. And when it was shot down, the thing blew up in midair. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, the crew was lost. But, it was up there in that banana tree grove, and we cut it apart in the 1990s and hauled it to town for scrap metal because things were really rough on the Vietnamese
sure.
over there after the war. They didn't get any kind of support. And
yeah.
so they were picking up brass bullets and other stuff and cashing them in, you know, just to buy some kind of food supply.
Anything that would, anything for that.
So we actually found another crash site. The military, DPAA, had been looking somewhere about 2 miles away because apparently they had a wrong number mm-hmm. on their map location.
And it's easy to do that when you're trying to do map coordinates. You know, a four-digit map coordinate puts you in the middle of like 1,000 square yards. When you start getting, then you start breaking it down to three. You know, you six digits, and then 8 digits, and then 10 digits. But if you're running. Or you're fighting and you're moving and you go, you know, that stream right there. Oh, my God, there's another stream. And, you know, frankly, you know the general area. I know it was here. I know there's, I can see the hill over there. But you could be 300-400 yards away, and after this much time, it's difficult because
exactly.
you can't dig up 400 meters, square meters of stuff.
No.
We got to take a break.
We get lost with our GPS and smartphone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have little neon scripts on the wall here to get me back to my office once I leave the studio. We're here with Chuck Tenney from Shasta Gas Propane, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, if you need assistance, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Why? Because they're trained. They're thoroughly trained. They are insured. Background checks, all these things to make sure is that you're getting just the top of the line people in your home to help your loved ones. And whether it's from surgery and you need some help for a few hours, or if it's full-time care, give her a call, 226-8350, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Chuck Kinney, and it's 8:16 in the morning, 49 degrees in downtown Reading.
holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense, action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It is 8:21 in the morning. It's 49 degrees out there. It's the January the 8th, 2019. I keep saying that because I've got it. This is for me. It's not for my listeners. They already know what day it is and what year. This is to help me remember, because I will, and Linda has helped me tremendously. She got me for Christmas, my present was an Apple Watch, the ultimate tether, because now it's not like, oh, I didn't hear my phone, because now it goes, it gives me a little vibration on my wrist that there's the phone, and I can talk on this, like Dick Tracy. Kind of scary. I can find my way around. It's just got a little find me. That's for me to find me. It even tells me if I've been sitting down for, you know, after I've been sitting here, if I'm not getting up, it gives me a little vibration. It says, breathe. I'm like, I am breathing. I thought I was breathing. So anyway, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give Judy a call at 221-0441. Okay, I'm here with Chuck Kinney from Chuck and Judy, his beautiful wife, own Shasta Gas and Propane. And this is what we know. We were talking, first of all, his efforts in helping to find the remains of missing in action. Because I'm so much, in awe of this. How you go out and this, you know, you've done four times. You're going again September 5th. But you know, and this is just you. This is you going out to help find those who did not come back. But Shasta Gas Propane is now also doing something for our survivors of the fires. Let's talk about that.
Well, we did not have a whole lot to do immediately after the car fire, other than checking to make sure that the tanks were either turned off or if they actually fire impinged on them, whether they had gas in them or not.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same thing up at the campfire. A friend of mine that owns a company up in Paradise, Magalia, actually lost 1,000 tanks. That's nothing compared to the 1,000 of his customers that lost their entire home.
1,000 tanks.
1,000 tanks. And when you consider...
People are living out there. They don't have the... You know, they rely on that propane.
There's no natural gas up in that area. And so when you consider that that tank is worth anywhere from $500 to $800 to replace...
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big hill to climb. But, again, that's nothing compared to those people that lost their homes.
Yeah.
But here in our local area, now that they've got a lot of the hazardous material cleaned out and hauled off and whatnot, they are allowing people to get back onto their properties. And some people want to go out there and kind of keep an eye on things while they are rebuilding. They're living in travel trailers or RVs of some sort. And it's a pain in the neck when you have a 7-gallon cylinder, especially this time of year, and that is your only heat source.
Sure.
It's a pain in the neck to replace that tank, go get it filled every few days.
And these people that are living there, it's because this may be the only place they have.
That's right.
You know, that they're, you know, because it's taken so much time that, you know, that form of insurance they have may have run out. So this is how they are surviving. They're back on there with an RV or, like you said, a travel trailer on the property. And but it's tough on them.
Well, what we are able to do is it is absolutely legal to put a 120-gallon tank right next to their RV. And instead of them having to take that cylinder off, take it downtown and get it filled, haul it maybe illegally in the back of their car or at least unsafely in their car, we can set a 120-gallon tank and we can deliver gas to their property, to them on their property.
Wow.
And then they won't be running out and waking up to a cold place early in the morning when their little cylinder ran out of gas. And so we have some very special pricing for those people who are doing that, deeply discounted. Hey, our company motto is our customers are warm friends. We want to help them get through this traumatic time in their life where many of them lost everything. And so we want to help them get back on their feet one way or another.
And, you know, if you knew Chuck and Judy, you know how sincere this is from the heart. You know, I know that you've done other things that, you know, we don't need to talk about, but you've done other things to help people from that have been suffered from this fire. That fire reached out and touched them really hard. So this way people can have the propane at their place. They don't have to worry about having to go back every day. When you say maybe illegally transporting, how can you – I didn't know that. I thought if it was just an empty, you know, propane jug that you could just throw it in the back of your truck and drive around.
Well, many people do throw it in the trunk of their car, and that's where the real problem comes in because it's enclosed at that point. And, you know, a lot of the older cylinders have issues with a leaking stem on their cylinder. because, you know, they use the thing once a year. They keep it turned off, and then when they turn it on, in some cases, they don't turn that valve on all the way. It's a double-seated valve. It's supposed to be either fully closed or fully opened.
Oh, okay.
And so if, you know, they don't open it, or if they don't close it all the way on the way back to, you know, get it refilled, they do have a back check where that if it's not hooked up, theoretically, it's not supposed to leak. But when you haul that, I've seen people throw them in the back seat of their car. Oh, please don't do that.
Oh my gosh, please because you could have a rocket powered car going down the street there, and you're not going to like it.
That is correct.
And you light that little, you light that, you know, that cigar up, and then the whole thing goes with you.
And the same goes for the trunk, because that's all the same airspace as
I never thought of that. Yeah. I just didn't think of that. You turn it on and off, but how many times have I not turned it all the way on? I do try to turn it all the way off.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, to help prevent that, I just hooked up my barbecue to my home
house gas. Yeah,
my house. You know, so that's kind of like kept me from having to go through all that.
Yeah.
But that's really a great thing you're doing.
Well, I think any company that is, locally oriented, going to service our local customers, they would be willing to do that kind of stuff. It is a pain in the neck, and mm-hmm. we're making smaller deliveries than what we would ideally like. You know, most companies want to set a very large tank and make very few deliveries because it costs a bunch of money per stop with that truck.
You got insurance,
you got payroll, you got truck expenses, everything else. It costs a certain dollar amount per stop. When you set a small tank like this and you're only delivering 60 gallons to that tank,
mm-hmm.
and especially when we're going to discount the price for those mm-hmm. people that are doing that, it's going to be money out of pocket every time we go to that place. But that's nothing compared to the out-of-pocket expense a lot of these homeowners are facing because they're not able to replace everything that they lost.
This isn't a whim either. You've talked about this. I mean, this is just the kind of people you and Judy are. And, well, your whole company is your kids. Your kids are in the company, too.
Well, as
I
say,
this is the way you guys are.
Yeah. Our customers are warm friends. And this is our neighborhood. We lived here since 1990. We're locals, you know. And one of the other things that is going on, and I am kind of embarrassed to even say it, but some of the companies are actually sending a bill out to these homeowners for $1,000 for them to turn in on their insurance claim to replace that tank. The propane companies in most cases cannot afford to put insurance on that tank when it's on someone else's property. I mean, the annual cost like per tank would really be cost prohibitive.
Mm-hmm.
So most companies do not have insurance on the tanks that are on a homeowner's property. Well, those people lost $400,000 home or $100,000 home, it doesn't make any difference, the value. But, you know, depending on their insurance policy, they maybe are not going to get everything that's going to take to replace what they lost.
In fact, I think they're starting to find that because of a number of things, the cost of materials, the new building codes, all these things that people are finding now. It's just like, uh-oh.
Well, we refuse. We lost over 100 tanks. Our customers, 100 of our customers lost their homes. We refuse to send out a bill on that tank. That is a cost of doing business for us. And if we lost a tank, we're going to replace it at our expense. We're not going to try to pass it on to a homeowner that lost their entire home and all its contents.
You know, again, this doesn't surprise me. If you knew Chuck Tenney, you know that this is just something that this is just a part of him, that it's his community. And he supports this community, so you're providing the new tanks and all that.
When they rebuild, we want to have our tank out on their property.
Okay.
And hopefully, God willing, we won't have that issue and situation again.
Maybe for another 12 years.
Yeah.
Until it grows back up again.
Well, around my house, I've got a bunch of pine trees that sometime this winter we're going to trim them way back.
Sometime this winter there's going to be a pine tree disaster out there. They're going to be, oh, look, all of them just died at the same time.
Yeah, fell over.
Fell over right next to this bulldozer. Okay. Hey, I'm with Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. We're going to take a quick break. It's 8:32 in the morning here, 49 degrees, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. All these new rules on the CCW, what's it take? how many guns you have to shoot, how do you qualify, what other changes are coming down the line, what do the targets look like, all of these. Well, you're going to find out at Northern Firearms Instruction. Go register online at usgunpro.com. You'll get the latest up-to-date information on how you can to renew your CCW, how to get your CCW, and so many other classes in this. Northern Firearms Instruction, 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages with Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane, talking about a number of other things that are happening here in, after the fire, but other things that are significant to our community.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi. I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
see, where have we heard this before?
Oh, yeah.
Growing up. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios with KCNR with Carl Bott and my guest Chuck Kenny, Shasta Gas Propane. It's 8:37 in the morning. It's 49 degrees out there. It's going to be up to probably like 53 today. Rain. It's not raining right now, but and in fact, it's kind of like lightening up a little bit, but we expect rain, 100% chance of rain today. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. I know every so often I have to work around different places till I find it in my head. Cypress Square Barbershop. This is the only place to get your haircut. Okay, Man's Last Stronghold. Again, another veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. And Chuck Kenny is here, of course, with Shasta Gas Propane. And I've got some questions here, Chuck. And the question was, does there if propane gets down to toward the bottom of the tank? Is there it seems like you can smell propane more. And then you gave me a tutorial during the break, so I think everybody needs to know this. Let's talk about the smell of propane gas.
Well, now that you're a propane engineer, I've got a job waiting for you down at my place. So.
Okay. No, that's right. You know, hey, look, I can screw in those, I can screw in the brass fittings there. I mean, that's what I'm good for.
Terrific. So propane is not naturally odorized when it comes out of the ground as part of the natural gas liquids. It doesn't smell. And so at the refinery, when they manufacture propane from the natural gas liquid or from crude oil, and on the West Coast, it used to be about 50-50. Half of our propane that was manufactured in the Bay Area was made from crude oil, since we make so much gasoline out here.
Mm-hmm.
The other half is made from natural gas liquids. And so it's not naturally odorized. So they add, at the refineries, they add a chemical called ethyl mercaptan. And ethyl mercaptan is one of the 10 smelliest substances in the world. And so they add that so that you can detect a leak. Interestingly enough, propane is actually one of the propellants used in hairspray and other aerosol cans. And so that's why, don't do this at home. But when you used to watch 007 and he took a hairspray can and had a lighter and he got the snake out of his room and whatnot, that actually was propane that was being burned coming out of that aerosol can.
But we used to do this all the time. You know, we'd have these different parties where there'd be a bunch of Marines. Somebody's always got a can of hairspray that they're lighting off.
Oh, that's exactly what that was.
So. That's right. Seeing what they could, you know. But anyway, Jimmy, who is one of our listeners, has said that he was checking a. And the only reason he asked is because he was checking a gas line, and the only thing he could find was the propane tank was low, and that was the smell. So, well, and that was interesting because I had no idea that they added this really foul smelling substance to it. It's an oil that condenses, so as it gets to the bottom of the tank, you're able to smell it.
There's a lot more. In fact, we have some customers that know when they need gas because they'll start smelling the propane at their cook stove pilot light. And that's not the way to do it, by the way. You need to call at 20 or 30% so that you don't run out of gas before we get there. But
I just thought it was my wife's cooking. Okay, I didn't mean it like that, of course.
I heard that.
I meant my cooking.
Yeah. So anyway, it does, as it's concentrated in the bottom of the tank, you will smell it at your pilot lights on your stove. And the reason that they want it to smell is if you have a leak in your system somewhere, you're going to smell that raw gas in your house or wherever it may
sure.
be. So, and or out of the tank, which we don't like leaky tanks. And so that's why we remanufacture them at Shasta Tanks.
Well, that's the other thing. I'd like to talk about this for a second. I introduced you to some people out here from Shasta Regional. Is that Shasta Gas Propane, you and Judy. Of course, you have a very successful business, but you're always kind of expanding and looking for new ways. You started a tank refurbishment business. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, I'm just asking that someone please stop me. You know,
I know. You know what? Here's Chuck and I. We're walking around out there. We're talking about all these different ideas. Hey, we ought to do this. You know what? You could do this. And then we look at each other and say, here's two guys, you know, our age, talking about all these things that can be done. And we're hearing all the time. And I'm not cutting down young people or anything, but you hear all these people say, oh, there's guys, I don't know, there's nothing to do. There's no growth. There's nothing. I can't have my business. Well, that's absolutely not true.
That's not true.
It's absolutely not true.
In this country,
there's so many things to do.
Yeah.
You just have to be able to figure out how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So about the tank business, though. So.
Well, we saw a need for that. A lot of propane companies will switch out tanks one company to another and whatnot, and they bring those used tanks back in their yard. Now, the lifespan of a propane tank, that steel is essentially good forever if you take care of it. Don't let it get rusty. Don't let it get down in the mud, one thing and another. You keep a good paint job on it. The steel is going to be fine. But they do have brass valves in those tanks, and sometimes they have a plastic-type seal around that and or a rubber gasket. And after 40 or 50 years, which, by the way, I've got some propane tanks out there that were manufactured in the early 40s, and they're spherical tanks. And during World War II, they were actually used for floating mines. After the war, they said, what are we going to do with all these tanks? Well, it's quarter-inch thick steel. It's good. Let's make them into propane tanks. I still got some of those out in the field right now that are still in service, taking care of people's houses. So,
you know, we had these bombs during the Desert Storm. You've seen these things. They were called Moe, Curly, and Larry. And they were these big steel circles.
Spheres.
Spheres. That they loaded up with explosives. And they launched them out of the back of a C-130 flying, and you know the parachute would come out, and it would just come down to the ground. Three of them, Moe, Curly, and Larry. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure how accurate they were. I know one of them missed. It rendered the fish population unconscious around it. But it's just funny because I'm thinking about it, because that was steel that they built like that. Wow.
So there is this need to go to these other companies, pick up the tanks that are in their yards, bring them to our place, and blast all the paint and rust off of them, repaint them with a good durable paint, and then put new brass valves in them. And essentially you have what's equivalent to a brand new propane tank at about two-thirds of cost. And right now we have 50 orders on our board. We are about 10 to 12 weeks out on getting
now these are orders. You say 50 orders, that's 50 tanks then.
Well, 50 tanks per order.
So Okay, that's a lot of tanks.
That's a lot of tanks.
And this is where you're hiring veterans for this. And maybe some veterans have had problems with other jobs, you know, maybe getting back into it. But they came to Shasta Gas Propane, found a home.
Yeah,
and you have been able to provide them a living wage that and help through this, and you're expanding. And I know you don't take tours of people through there, and maybe you should. But when you're going out there and you see this is just, it's great. I mean, they're just, these guys are in there. You watch how they take all the old paint off with this
blasting machine,
yeah, these little BBs, and then they're painted. I don't know. Have you gotten the automation in there yet?
Actually, we have not, but we're working on another expansion. Okay. That's another expansion. Thing, you know,
big paint. Paint rooms in there, and these guys are in there working in that, and then they come out and they put all this brand new brass hardware on. And you've got yourself essentially a brand new tank at,
exactly,
like you said, two thirds the cost.
Exactly. So we're very popular among the propane marketing companies up and down the state of California. We're in fact delivering into Oregon now and over into Nevada. So it's amazing. And
again, you won an award for hiring veterans, you know, a couple years ago, but it's just expanded since then.
Yeah. Yeah, we started off with probably a half a dozen employees, and now we're up to over 15 in that company.
That's great. And this is a separate company, of course.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We got to take a quick break here. It's 8:46 in the morning. I guess when we're talking about different groups of people and all that, and we also talk about Shasta Regional Medical Center. They were here a little bit earlier, of course, but I want to talk about them in the sense that they've won, we talked about how they're the top cardiac, one of the 50 top cardiac hospitals in the nation. but also the Heart Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award, certified chest pain center, a certified primary stroke center, and recently earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. So this is Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've done a whole lot for our community, and they are definitely an integral part of our community that keeps giving back in so many different ways. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Remember, the Go Red Luncheon is going to be February 1st. We'll be right back with Chuck Kinney.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook. The Bethel and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Bethel and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Hey, yeah, we gotta get out of this place. Yeah.
know what? Chuck and I are sitting there just laughing because you're playing our songs. You're playing it from our strata of society.
Did a little research. I got the tail end, of course, but this was regarded as the anthem.
Every year we go to the Vietnam helicopter pilot reunion, and this song is done every year at the reunion.
8:52 in the morning. I'm here. It's 50 degrees outside. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, but I'm sitting here with the owner of Shasta Gas Propane, so I don't have to elaborate too much on that. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 8th of January. Tomorrow, the Economic Development Corporation will join us with the latest on startups startups and businesses and what's happening out there. I always have to ask, so how does Stillwater look? And they say, well, it still looks fine.
Jackrabbit pasture.
It's goats. I'm thinking about putting a goat herd out there that we can keep out there and keep them nourished until the heat starts and we start, the fire season starts. And then I will hire out my herd of 100 goats to just for the neighborhoods around here.
Vegetation mitigation.
I'll charge $10 a goat a day, and they'll get fed. The city will have, close cropped, fireproof areas around it, green areas, and then you'll have also people can follow them around and pick up
the goat
poop, because then you have that for your gardens.
Great fertilizer
and all that.
Cheese,
milk,
Yeah,
and I even talked to a goat guy, and he says, "Oh wow, how many goats?" I said, "Well, probably 100." He goes, "Oh wow, 104-year-olds." And that's what he said. He goes, "It's like 104-year-olds. They're smart enough to get in trouble, but they're not smart enough to figure out how not, how to get out of it once they're in it." He goes, "Oh wow, 100 of them." And I thought, "Hey, we want a job?" No, I'm the four I have are just fine. This is the way it even sounds. Like, oh no, this is it. Hey, I'm with Chuck Kenny, Shasta Gas Propane, and here's what we've talked about today. Chuck has been goes back to Vietnam on a regular basis to help find those MIA, those soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen that have been lost over there, that their remains were never recovered. Could be because of a firefight in a fierce area, and they could not recover a body, but they have a location for them. Mainly, most of them, though, are like for the aircraft, because they're easier to find. They were easier to pinpoint when they went down. You've been out there on digs that are, and when we talk about a dig, we're not talking about something that's a small thing. We're talking about, that one that you showed me from last time was huge.
They bring in an excavator, and it's the opening on that one's about 40 feet by about 60, mm-hmm. and they're expanding that. So,
okay. We have a phone
call.
Charles. Charles, good morning, Charles. Happy New Year.
Snobium Goldum.
Oh, here we go. Do we have to speak Russian today?
Well, no, I just had to get that out there. But, by the way, you might remember a few years ago, Sears sold off all the rights to the Craftsman brand.
Well, they did. It's earlier today we said Sears is going down. They're going liquidating.
It's like a corn farmer that sells off his seed rather than planting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
So they sold the Craftsman brand then. So somebody else owns it then.
Well, right now the company that owns it is the same company that operates Lowe's.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, that multilingual. Yeah, the hardware store with the multilingual welcome sign.
Yeah. Everything is Hispanic.
That one.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, by the way, There was an article in the media a few months ago about, I think it was, they were quoting a departing CEO or former CEO or whatever of Sears, and what that person was saying was, they were saying that legacy costs were what ultimately did in, the Sears company.
Mm-hmm.
Pensions.
Oh, yeah. Unfunded liabilities.
Employee health care, unfunded liabilities.
Yeah.
Familiar. I mean, things that prevented Sears really from lowering their expenses enough to, compete head-to-head with Walmart.
And rechange, retool. Okay. Yeah, hey, Charles, thanks a lot, buddy. We've got to run here.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling. Happy New Year, buddy. Stay in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Chuck, the last thing I want to hit here because we got a few minutes is what you're doing again with the propane tanks out there for your customers.
Yeah.
Or for other people, I guess it would be, I guess,
anybody? Our customers or whoever's okay. moving out on their property. We have a bunch of 120-gallon tanks. In fact, I just bought a couple of truckloads. And for those people who want to move out onto their property and live in an RV and have hot water and heat this time of year and are sick and tired of exchanging their 7-gallon cylinder, disconnecting it, taking it downtown, getting it filled, and going back and then relighting everything, we can hook up a 100-gallon, 120-gallon tank to their system where that we will come and fill their tank on site. And so they will not have to disconnect and run out of gas in the middle of the night and wake up to a cold RV. We can keep their tank full on their property while they are rebuilding.
And this is at a very, 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 very fair price.
We're going to discount that and help our neighbors and friends get back onto their property and start getting their life back together. Yes.
And for when they rebuild and you have the bigger tanks, Chuck's company is going to Shasta Gas Propane is just going to provide the tank.
That's correct.
I'm not going to charge you for it.
That's correct.
So, you know what? It doesn't get any better than that. And, Chuck, this is just you and Judy do so much for our community. Shasta Gas Propane is in the forefront of veterans issues but just things like this helping our community.
Well, we live here. We love it here. Yesterday, you and I were talking about the beautiful snow-capped mountains around our area. We love it here. My wife will never let me leave, and so we're here for the long haul.
You know how you make friends. When you go back to your reunions, you're just friends that you haven't seen for a long time, but you know you're back into it because your wife has had the same thing. Even with the service and all this, I think the friendships I've made in this town, Linda and I've made in Reading, in this area, they're lasting friendships. And this is why we would stay here. This is why we have friends that could live anywhere in the United States. They're all staying here because it's just the people. This is a great place to live.
It is.
Chuck Kenny, thank you so much. Tomorrow, as I said, we've got Economic Development Corporation. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.